And 7:06, it is fair and 25 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 42 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. No fiscal cliff tumble for the American economy, but our Catherine Roberts reports this morning the most likely you're still going to see your paycheck shrink.
The fiscal cliff deal does mean that most people won't see any increase in their income tax. That's only for the wealthiest Americans. What wasn't included in the deal was an extension of a 2-year Social Security tax holiday. CEO of Longbow Asset Management, Jake Dollarhide, says that will show up in people's paychecks.
It'll be interesting to see how cuts to everyone's pay affects things like charitable contributions to one's own retirement.
He says for a worker making the national average salary, $41,000 per year, your January 15th paycheck, assuming you didn't get a raise, will be $32 less than your last December check. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
La la la, twiddly-dee, it gives me a thrill.
Her voice thrilled millions. Green Country native Patti Page has died. She was born in Claremore, graduated from Tulsa Webster. She was a huge TV star back in the 50s with her own program. She started her career and got her name from Tulsa radio. In the mid-1940s, she was a singer on the old Page Milk radio show on KTUL radio here in Tulsa. Union High School's ROTC will march in President Obama's second inaugural parade for the second time. It's the only high school unit in the country that has been invited. Senior Master Sergeant Dan Snow says right now the only obstacle is fundraising.
You got a lot of single parents. This is right after Christmas. Just a lot of these families just will not be able to come up with, you know, $100, $200 for a cadet or $300, whatever would break out to get those cadets to go.
The school is hoping to send about 80 students to be the only representatives of Oklahoma in the inaugural parade. Among Tulsa County's elected officials sworn in for a new term is Sheriff Stanley Glanz, who becomes the longest-serving chief law enforcement officer in the county's history. During his time in office, he has worked to improve cooperation between jurisdictions. Glanz says he sees consolidation as a possible future option, but right now it's just in the discussion phase.
That's what's occurring on the East and West Coast, is the sheriff becoming kind of the head of all the law enforcement agencies in a region and assuming all the responsibilities. So it's something that's on the horizon that we talk about.
Other elected officials sworn in yesterday were District 2 County Commissioner Karen Keith, Court Clerk Sally Howe Smith, and County Clerk Pat Key. There has been a last-minute delay in opening the east entrance to the Tulsa County Courthouse. It should happen sometime this week or next. County Commission Chief Deputy Mark Leota says they're waiting on handrails that need to be installed before the new Denver Avenue entrance can open.
The new entrance on Denver is substantially complete and almost ready to open. We are waiting on the installation of handrails, things that the fire marshal requires before we can do an official opening.
The entrance will lead courthouse visitors directly to the escalators that provide access to the second and third floors. Our weather forecast, sunny and cool, a high today of 42. It'll be partly clear and very cold tonight. 18 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, clouds develop, a high of 45. Saturday, snow early, then clearing, a high of 49. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 710, it's fair and 25. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.